If you're betting on the NBA playoffs, Fanatics Sportsbook is the only place you should be betting. Their fair play policy protects all first half injuries. You'll either get a refund if it's a straight bet or paid out in full across parlays and SGPs if it's the only losing leg. This playoffs, over 85,000 bets have been saved, and we're only in the second round. It's a no-brainer. Fanatics Sportsbook is the only place to make your NBA playoffs bets. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, November 13th. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. Both the state and county claim the authority to replace outgoing county prosecutor Wesley Bell.
The St. Louis County Councilor Dana Tucker Redwing is responding to Attorney General Andrew Bailey, disputing his claim that only the governor can appoint a replacement for prosecutor Wesley Bell, who won a U.S. House seat. Tucker Redwing says the Missouri Constitution gives charter counties the authority to determine the, quote, manner of selection of the prosecuting attorney, close quote. In his original letter to County Executive Sam Page, Bailey referenced recent Missouri court decisions, emphasizing the governor's power over appointments to public offices, overriding conflicting county charter requirements. The county councilor says St. Charles County has the identical charter position. And in April, the county executive there appointed a new prosecutor with no interference from the governor. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
The incoming Speaker of the Missouri House, John Patterson, has said lawmakers should respect the people's choice when it comes to abortion rights in Missouri. But now that Amendment 3 has passed, Representative Justin Sparks of Wildwood is trying to block Patterson from taking the leadership position, saying he's not up for the job of defending anti-abortion values.
According to the Business Journal, Sparks will challenge Patterson for the top spot and plans to put forth in the next session a constitutional amendment calling for further restrictions on abortion. He filed a number of anti-abortion bills in the last session, including one that would grant personhood to embryos and fetuses.
Parkville Republican Senator Tony Lutkemeyer says Amendment 3's ballot measure is extremely far-left, radical abortion measure.
It passed very narrowly, so obviously Missourians were deeply divided over this issue. It passed by just over 3%, failed in the overwhelming majority of counties around the state, was largely pulled across the finish line by our major Democratic strongholds in the state, whether that be St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia. But outside of those two metro areas and Columbia, it failed in most of the state.
Lutkemeyer and the GOP Senate majority hope to pull back on some of what they call radical aspects of Amendment 3 when lawmakers return in January. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is suing the state of Missouri because the abortion ban wasn't automatically repealed after last Tuesday's vote.
Four alders are sending a clear message with their newly filed ARPA funds bill. The people have waited long enough.
The bill would allocate the entirety of the RAM settlement money toward city infrastructure and rehabbing buildings in downtown St. Louis, North City and Southeast City, and spend that money now rather than spreading it out over time. Here's sponsor Pam Boyd.
Our citizens have heard for far too long about the promises of investment on its way. We have been hearing the same empty promise for seven decades.
However, is it reasonable to assume this bill will pass? Two of the three voting members of the Estimate and Apportionment Board have stated their opposition to the bill. As for the Board of Aldermen, does Alderwoman Boyd think they'll have the votes?
Yes, we do. We're working on those votes, and I believe in my heart we will have those votes.
Sean Malone, KMOX News.
KMOX spoke with most of the Board of Aldermen. While few outright opposed the bill, many alders were pessimistic, with some preferring to allocate the remaining ARPA dollars before addressing the RAM settlement money. So where does that... Where does Board President Megan Green stand on that?
These funds need to support the St. Louis community for generations to come and not just be something that is spent now and is done. And then we look back and 15, 20, 30 years and say, oh, well, we squandered that opportunity.
Alderwoman Green adds it's not fair to have begun introducing a bill on how to allocate the Rams settlement money before the city held its final meetings with the public to discuss how to spend it.
Concerns are growing that when the APA hands control of the Animal Care and Control Shelter back to St. Louis County, animals may suffer again.
The shelter will go back under the control of the county health department, and they have already proposed eliminating volunteers. This volunteer has seen the shelter at its worst and is concerned it's headed right back there once the APA pulls out.
With our current census, we need at least 87 hours of daily labor above the basic work of the staff, or 11 full-time positions every day of the week solely to meet our canines' health and enrichment needs, not to even mention the feline needs. And who among the animal control officers ostensibly assigned to this task are going to walk dogs continuously all day? Every day. Everyone who has ever been involved in the staffing of the shelter knows that this is ridiculous. The decision to ban volunteers has nothing to do with shelter functioning or animal welfare. What seems much more likely is that the higher-ups in the health department have no interest in having the eyes of the volunteers on the inner workings of the shelter.
The shelter has a tainted history of requiring pet owners to surrender their animals and then filling out paperwork indicating that they agreed to have their animal euthanized when in fact they did not know what they were signing. Plus using barbaric methods of euthanizing animals, dogs not being walked, living in cages that were not cleaned for days, and not having on-staff veterinarians. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, there is one marijuana dispensary in DePere, and the owner is breathing a sigh of relief. Last week, DePere and Olivet voted down a proposal to stop sales of recreational marijuana. Hamid Hamra is the owner of Route 66 Dispensary. He says he would have had to shut down and move because you can't make enough money on medicinal marijuana alone.
It's like night and day. It's not even close. You're talking medical would be maybe 20 people a day versus rec where it's hundreds of people a day.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.